I'm back to sport news.
With the 4K.
Oh, fuck. I'm sure none of that in.
Flicky thing.
Good morning, afternoon, evening.
What do you think?
Depending on how we woke up today.
How did you
wake up? To a new episode of the Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Joseph. And the other guest, I mean.
I.
Sub-host, John.
Sub-host, nice. I'm substitute. Sub.
You're lucky I'm not a bench warmer, Shaf. That's just one.
I can never be a bench warmer because I will always be the genuine, generic, and ungeneric me. You feel me?
Oh, no, I'm trying to argue.
See,
with
I'm
you.
Thinking on a different plane right now. Yeah.
So, how was your week?
Eventful.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Very eventful.
Watched and read a couple of anime and manga.
I mean, what else are you doing?
So that's the main event. Yeah, that's how event week was.
Yeah, sure.
Yes. A couple. What was about your own week? What did you do? Some blankets movements?
I'll excuse you. Movements. It's not more
you
in
don't
the blankets. It's not more in the blanket. I've gotten an open room.
Right. Calm your ass down.
Oh, God. It was quite the same, basically. Not the same. I had responsibilities to take care of.
What else do you have to do?
Wash
grass.
Wash plates.
Well, everyone has to dress.
Anyway, yeah, it's just been bland, basically. Nothing much doing, you know. Read a couple of stuff. Watched a couple of stuff. Did a couple of stuff.
Just
cleaned up a couple of stuff.
I saw it so plain and just so ordinary. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Because it was like that. You know, being a graduate is not easy. I'll tell you. When you are a graduate mechanical engineer.
Knowing that you have to roam the streets looking for the jobs or something, or high side hustles.
Yeah, this piece of paper is just all useless. But nevertheless, just call me if you want to fix your car. I would definitely
next week the engine knock guy.
One exciting thing, Sha, in terms of anime that happened this week was what was it? I figured out this thing. What do you call this thing again? This Chinese anime.
Link Click. What?
Get to Link Click in a little bit, but
what about Chinese anime?
There's a Chinese anime that's
a couple. You know, you did an episode about that.
The one that has
Don't Worry episode. Don't miss it. Go check it out right now
because this is what I recommend.
I'm advertising. This is advertising.
Anyway, the one about fighting. That one.
What one is about? What is that?
There's only one good Chinese anime that's coming out that came out last time, 3 episodes only.
Okay, yes, I got you. 4 Gear 5 Elements.
Yes, 4 Gear 5 Elements. I just realized 4 Gear 5 Elements brought out the second season.
Yes.
This year. And no one talked about it.
No one spoke about this. It was just under the wraps.
It's all under the wraps, or under the wraps, under the carpet, under the fucking house, guys. You meant it. Like, there were a lot of things that came out that. Wait, July, say, we did have much things in July. Okay, wait.
Yeah, July,
yes, there was a lot of things in July that time. But, guy, like, the way that thing went under the radar, like, I think it's also 3 episodes this one.
Yeah, I think 3 or 4. I think I remember seeing 4 or something.
Interesting.
Exactly. You know, they don't really. The animation style is very unique that you can't start making like a bunch of episodes.
But that's long now. That's since 2020.
Yeah, 2020, exactly.
That's fucking. So 3 years.
Three years.
Imagine if each 1 year
one episode. Okay.
Fuck.
Damn. Shit, that's gonna be a
lot of work.
A lot of work. Yes.
Imagine the animator's face after. Dreading to go home.
And also his family for a year. 3 years.
Ah, damn. Anyway, I've not actually watched it, so no reviews there on that yet. But if you can check it out, let me know.
Mappa Animators, we do one better. 4 years.
Wow. Speaking of Mappa.
What are they bringing? Yes, I saw this new anime that they bring in Mappa. About one assassin, an American ninja assassin, all right, that is in America, being a ninja assassin.
This is sounding cartoonish.
It's an anime. It's about MAPPA did it.
No, calm the fuck down. MAPPA is an animated studio based in Japan, mm-hmm. But doesn't mean they only do Japanese.
Well,
things.
They never really explained what it is about entirely. Just give us a trailer. And it is
trailer
Japanese.
Explains pretty much what
trailer
is
in Japanese. Shut up. The trailer is in Japanese. What do you expect me to think?
Well, I see Netflix. Just sneak
in Netflix is just spraying your legs.
How the fuck? Wait. So what is it about basically?
It's basically okay, what according to the trailer I saw. It started off like he was an ex-assassin, ninja assassin, right? Yes. He was an ex-assassin that apparently left the Assassin's whatever league or creed. Left the Assassin's Creed, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Left the Assassin's Creed.
Well, I'm not talking about it sound
country.
Like a Ripper or Sakamoto, but let's go.
Why do you keep on doing this, dude? Why do you keep on doing it? You just break down everything to a lowest level and just make it look all trashy.
The barest minimum is the best way for human beings
to understand. It hasn't even started. You're already breaking it down.
It's a freaking Ripper of Sakamoto days, guy. As you're just explaining that, I'm just imagining it playing out.
Well, it's in America, so...
Yes, change country. Sakamoto days, change country. That's just what you be named as.
Yes.
I'll continue now. Let's see where this is going.
Then the Assassin's Creed is trying to hunt him down. Yes, I'll call it Assassin's Creed. Yes. Well, what else is a better name fitting for it?
Assassin Club.
What is this? It's a primary school.
Just continue.
Yeah, he's trying to hunt him down for some reason I do not know. Ah, yes, they killed his family apparently. So yeah, that's that. And well, it's emotionally traumatized by that, so now it's out for revenge or something like that. That's it. Yeah, that's good animation. That's what I saw.
That's MAPPA.
That's what's carrying this entire thing.
It's MAPPA.
It's MAPPA.
So what do you expect? Think MAPPA to fuck up their reputation after how many things they have collected to animate? They can't be fucking up now. After all the projects they collect,
after everything. Let's just wait for that One Punch Man moment.
That's exactly what I'm waiting for, guys.
Just for One Punch Man.
They'll pull all their resources, guy. I'll be like, alright. I know all of you have been complaining about not meeting your children. But guess what? You're not going to see them
for the next 5 years.
This
guy, the panels of One Punch Man I've seen, dude, that shit is insane. That shit is completely insane.
I don't know how far they'll go this time, sir. They stopped that.
Even the mangaka, how does he even draw it? Not the one, he wants someone to animate it. He wants someone to make it move. How is that thing supposed to move?
I'm just imagining.
That's not meant to move.
I imagine the animator, you'll try to draw this thing, just pause first. Is the mangaka around?
Yes. Call him.
Call him. You see, this is not moving.
This is not possible.
Or they would just tell him to just draw it himself.
Exactly.
Illustrate everything and do it.
You draw the shit yourself and show us.
So I'm just thinking, it's like I was just going to and check detail how they even animate something from scratch, beginning to the end. See the whole process. Yeah.
Now, the animation process actually, for anime animation, it's
I can't have a big feeling on what it is, but I feel like there'll be probably more to it than what I would think.
Because
I think the people that won't draw them different type of sections.
Mm-hmm. because they also add CG into it.
Yeah, there's also there's a whole CG department, there's drawing, there's illustration, there's all those different things,
yeah.
People that take care of the story
and color
background.
Yeah, background, exactly. Background is another totally different part of the drawing department.
So, crazy in there. Imagine all of them hanging out in their office, just chilling.
All these
with his eyeballs to the eye. How much sleep did he get last night?
None. No. Same here. I'm sure coffee will be like freaking gold there, man.
Probably the coffee boy, that would be...
Coffee would be like water.
The coffee boy would be cashing out. Maybe I haven't gone past the use of coffee, guy. Something else.
I think apples work.
They inject it straight to their system.
The apple juice.
Wait, apple is supposed to keep you awake.
Yeah. It's supposed to work more than coffee. Air quotes on that.
Yeah, air quotes on that.
I've not really tested. It actually works, but I will still sleep after. So what's working?
If you're planning on staying up all night, it should be the amount of apple you should ingest. Probably like cover that up.
What's your specs?
Five apples should do it. You know, maybe when I think maybe it's when you're about to sleep, take the apple, let it kick in. When you're about to sleep again, take the apple.
What am I from Death Note? What's the world we taking so much apples, guy?
Death Note into this. Anyway, but wait, that could explain why Light's taking apple. Or Ryuk.
Yeah, Ryuk, that guy.
Yeah. Probably just watching Light do all his stuff.
Exactly, just watching him eating apples, guy.
Oh, damn. Anyway.
Death Note was crazy.
Oh, you just recently watched it.
Yes, Death Note was... Wow. I understand the hype now. I understand why everyone will be simping for Light and L.
No. There's a difference. We don't simp. We compare who is smarter.
Everyone be simping for Light and L.
Oh, God.
Yes, that's nearly the same thing. But you know, there are different genders in the world.
What? Oh. No, yes. That doesn't happen for Death Note. That only happens for like Jujutsu Kaisen. There's so much fucking deals in Jujutsu Kaisen, guy. Got too many deals around.
Too many. We got
Goji, we got Megumi, we got
freaking Gojo, man. Gojo is finally number one.
I'm starting from the lowest.
Everyone's least.
I'm starting from the lowest. Toji. Wait, Toji's dad. Okay. Toji's like exactly. Top 3.
Top 3.
So Megumi, Itadori, Itadori.
Why is Itadori?
I'm starting from the lowest. That's the lowest.
Okay, all right.
You're that regular person. And the top 3, Gojo, Toji, and
Nanami?
Yes, Nanami. Apparently, I feel like Nanami's second because I've seen a lot of things.
See, I feel he has been
scared. I have seen a figure of Nanami naked with just his tie covering him. And his glasses on his eye and, you know, holding his sword stuff and posing in a very, very sexual way.
I have no comments. No comments on that.
No comments.
I do not want to imagine you taking my advice.
And I'm pretty much sure there's probably one of Gojo guy. Just that you haven't seen it.
Where do you even see these things from exactly?
Twitter is a very crazy place. Sorry. X is a very crazy place.
It's X now, not Twitter.
Oh, sorry, guy. Fucking sad. I can't come to terms with calling it freaking X, guy.
Why is the name X now?
It's not Elon Musk. Let's decide to start doing things without people consent. Ask us that were using it.
We prefer the name Twitter
on X.
I mean, Twitter, it's normal. It comes out, it flows with the tongue.
I mean, yeah.
X, it just sounds like some porn thing like this, some porn app.
Yeah, sounds like
exactly straight up. What's an app doing X?
There's so many times I'll try and look for Twitter on my phone, and I have telegrams in the same place where I put all the social media. So it's like, when I just open, I'm just rolling and moving out. Okay, it's blue. I'll click on it. I'll see, I'm entering telegram. What's going on? Stop. I'll enter, press blue again. I'll see telegram. What do you, wait? Oh, yeah, I saw a big X that's black. Ah, God. Let's click on it. Happened to me like twice this week. I was just like, what's going on with me? Too much groceries.
Yes.
Are they clogging all the nerve systems?
See, that's why up to this day, I've not come to terms with it. I've not updated my Twitter.
You haven't?
I have not. It is still blue and it's still that blue bed up till today.
I swear, one day you're going to end up collecting Wi-Fi, free Wi-Fi, and Play Store will do you dirty. And you just see
that updated. Either they come out, place the complaints on Play Store.
No, place the complaint on Play Store.
For updating an app, I do not want to update.
Where is it still on Play Store, just stylishly updating yourself in the background when I'm just doing things?
I'm like, hey, hey, what you do?
You just have to come down, downloading. Who click you? Just go play. So if you're just sitting, just download 5 seconds, disappear.
Ah, exactly. You speed download and disappear. Like,
so my data
so, is so it's like I didn't that. See you, but you, so this is what you do. I didn't see you.
Imagine if you're not looking at your phone, and that happened like 3 times a week. Okay.
Exactly. Play Store updates itself.
Precious data gone.
Exactly. You never know how much that after you went.
That's right.
Just select the right time when your signal is strong.
Mm-hmm.
And MTN is not fucking you up.
On their regular business, man. They always like doing their own dirty work.
They messed up by a good episode.
Any time of the day.
Every time of the day.
Just find out some sweet spots in your house where there's network. For me, it's the kitchen, which is a plus.
Just grab, what's a plus?
Grab a snack while you're down to your anime. Ah, damn. Something else that happened this week was like, I watched Inception. I rewatched Inception.
Ah.
And someone just watched Inception for the first time.
It was amazing. No, let's all calm down here. Let's all calm down here. The hype is spreading. I know. Contain your hype.
What's hype?
Contain your hype.
Since 2010.
Inception was amazing.
Mm.
Really. It was amazing. It is. I mean, it still is. Because damn, guy, the concept behind the entire movie, from its foundation to the end. I mean, the architecture.
You mean architecture? Don't be highlighting architecture. Yes, just because
I would highlight architecture.
That was half of the movie.
I'll bring it to light. It is the part that people are neglecting. You see, that is why it is the main important part of the entire movie.
I can draw up a freaking scene.
No, you can't. No, you freaking can't.
Okay, sure.
You see, the entire plan wouldn't have worked if they didn't have an architect to build the maze very complexly.
That's shit.
You are shit.
That's shit.
Your opinion is shit. Okay. Yeah. Inception is crazy. It's one of the best movies out there. You can go to IGN, it's showing you the exact same thing.
Oh, yeah, this one I'm talking. So now you're referencing IGN, just to counter your freaking.
What's countering?
Everyone agrees Inception is good. I can't even say I will see anyone ever.
Oh, you see them. You see them.
Oh, why you hate Inception?
Why you say God's Boruto is better than God's? What's.
Those ones that
why would you say that?
They don't like sucking Boruto's dick. That was their whole issue.
Exactly. So
yeah,
yes.
But they are not too different from you right now, you know? Riding Inception's dick.
How am I riding Inception? That dick was being has been read. I've been reading.
Has been reading.
Has been reading since how long?
Tell us, say, being around that teaching English.
Shut the fuck up, guy.
Oh, God.
For how long? For almost how many years now?
2010.
So, 13 years.
Dang. Interstellar follows the same thing, sure. To me, in a way, Interstellar kind of follows the same pattern. And the only thing is that both movies are 2 hours long and you're not feeling it, per se. You'll just be watching.
Okay, which one is the better one in your opinion?
Inception, of course, all about dreams. But Interstellar had an interesting thing going on about space and time. And what is inside a black hole, basically.
Black hole. Interesting. Exactly. So, yeah. And about dreamers, about.
But the dreamer is more interesting now because of the level that they were going exactly. under. Dream within a dream within a dream.
It makes you think, like seriously think.
Seriously.
Not too much, though, but still. Makes your imagination go wild. Like, this could actually be possible. A human being thought of this entire movie. Exactly.
True.
Surprising.
Not surprising. Yeah, someone thought about One Piece. Someone thought about.
I mean, Naruto. How many people do you think can think about One Piece?
I can think about something close to One
Piece. I don't think you can. Do you
want to DM me right now? I'll use 1 week, dedicate 1 week to think of a storyline from the main character
as
down to the world.
One Piece.
I didn't say as complex. I said
exactly.
He probably used more than 1 week to come up with that thing. Yeah. Probably years before he even started it. Or even he just came up with the foundation, then just started, and as it's going, you're expanding on it.
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you want to beat that in one.
Technically, that's what I even heard. Said there are two ways manga and fast draw. They start either with everything planned out and they start drawing. All they have to do is draw and make everything physical mm-hmm. for people to understand and read and shit. Or they start with the basic foundation and just start going. As they're going, they just make all this stuff up underneath them. If they are good enough, you will notice it. But if they're not that good enough, you notice it.
Someone that has skilled that way.
And what? Skilled as well.
Speaking older.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's possible older could be was making things up as it's going, but you won't see it because it feels all planned out. And I really, at this point, I don't feel like he's making it up as it's going. At least the major parts, he didn't make them up. But the subtle tiny things that happen in each arc. He needs this to show in this arc.
Yeah, it is.
Then when you get down to the arc, concentrate only in the arc and just
freestyle the rest.
Yeah,
freestyle the rest, right? Freestyles. Maybe that he's freestyling and actually give more depth into it.
Matt, how your freestyle give more depth into.
I mean, like, if he's going like to a main point, then he makes a sub point. Then that sub point connect to another sub point, will now add to the main point later on. So the main point will be times two. Twice the depth.
No, twice the depth. Oh, god damn it.
Straight up. Keeping my analogy, I will break down One Piece in 2 days.
Yeah, good luck with that. Oh, 2 days, guys.
2 days, guys. Just give me 2 days.
Everything,
yes,
down to what the One Piece
from,
is.
Yeah, down to what that is the main goal to what the One Piece is.
I won't
mention who Luffy's mother is. Oh, I'll break it down.
So funny how that hasn't even been mentioned since when.
Pretty dragon, too, man. Dragon, that guy has not been showing his face since.
Who?
Dragon,
I don't think he cares or even see. Anytime they tell him about I think I've seen him tell him about Luffy once, and there was no reaction. Like as if, oh yes, that boy. That phase of my life. But who is your mother really be? If you want to think about it,
I don't think you can guess or even try to think of it.
What if someone they have shown,
like, they have
shown, shown people that are not pirates, so unless his mom is a pirate. Come on.
That is least likely. How is mom be a pirate and his dad be a rebel?
No. The mom inspired his dad. And maybe they killed the mom. That was what made him become a rebel against the government. But he didn't want to be a pirate so that he would not be like a bad guy. Because pirates are strictly bad guys. Being a rebellion leader, part of the rebellion, it's like I'm rebelling against the government. But I'm not like going to islands and steal shit like pirates. An interesting concept.
Yeah, it's a concept, but that sounds way too common and way too. I've seen this like twice in One Piece already.
Have you seen that in twice? Have you seen that exactly that twice?
No, maybe not exactly that. Like, it seems like a story I've seen before. I don't know.
Might not be One Piece.
I feel like it's One Piece. One Piece.
Could be, yeah.
But there are lots of backstories in One Piece. Yeah. Not too many.
Princesses that got saved, so yeah, One Piece could be.
Exactly. Or is it even Dressrosa?
No.
Sort of.
I guess that's it. Yeah, and also something, another Chinese anime that was.
So you guys are still ongoing. Chinese news now. What are you watching?
I like to be diverse. Anyway, Chinese, another Chinese anime that's currently still ongoing this season. I think they're close to finishing. It's 12 or 13 episodes. They're stopping now. Link Click. You know, season 2 of it.
See, now that's good Chinese news.
What do you mean that's good Chinese news? What other anime will I be talking about that's Chinese? I mean, oh, don't worry. I'll be talking about guys. Chinese and I watch.
Taking exam.
So exam Chinese.
Nope, but it's the news. It's an anime.
Imagine exam gets a season 2, guy.
How might exam get a season 2?
I don't know. The book.
Do you want exam to have a season 2?
Yes. Due to the fact that, oh, see, if the production company just capitalized it or just changed the genre of exam to comedy. And
yes, they make a lot of
it. Some other thing, they can make more money out of it. They could they'll be lucky trying to do their best in animation, which is still shit. But everybody's still laughing at
it. Exactly, everyone's still laughing at
so
it.
There's a win both ways, technically.
They get the money, and well, you get your laugh.
It's so hard and rare to see XM even appear on anybody's list of bad anime because
it's so bad, it's not even part of your bad.
Oh, God.
Wow.
There was this other CGI, you know, I saw that was worse than XM. And I think it's an isekai about farming.
Oh, yes. I became a farmer in another world.
There's always something about I became something. I became a vending machine in another world. And now I wander the dungeons. How does that thing move? Wait. It's true. Does it actually move?
Does it move?
I feel like there's probably a character that is that.
Actually, probably jacking flies or something.
Jacking.
What kind of they be jacking you off?
Either okay. You jack him around or just put him on one wheel type thing and roll him down the dungeon.
Yeah.
So what do you not do? You're giving juice that doesn't give you power up or what?
I've not watched that thing. I don't think I plan to.
Biscuit that will give you fire breath. Some kind of Mario type things.
So it's like some inventory or something in a video game.
Exactly. It could be that. My head's not that bad. Sure.
Yeah, exactly. Not so
watch
I think it's not the anime is not really centered on him, it's centered on something else that's happening. So he's just like a side character in a whole world that's really playing.
Speaking of side characters, I've been seeing questions about who is really the main character in Jujutsu Kaisen.
Freaking Gojo, ain't it?
That's the thing. It looks like Gojo so far, but
at one point, Gojo weighs too much than Itadori or anyone.
Yeah, that's one thing. Season 1, they showed Gojo more. Now, in this season 2, they showed Gojo more. Now, even that Shibuya arc that should have started by now.
But anyway,
they showed Gojo more. But later on, after when what happened in the Shibuya arc ends, you won't see Gojo for a while. If it's possible and they make a season 3, how it's supposed to be, they shouldn't show Gojo for a whole one season, I believe. Yeah. For a whole one season, they can do without showing Gojo at all.
Like a whole season of 25 episodes?
Depend, 25 episodes. Yes, a lot happened after Shibuya happened. So, yeah. It should maybe reach that 25. Is this one reaching 25?
Yes, this entire Shibuya arc is like, is it 13 episodes?
Interesting. Anyway.
And plus it's 5, it's not like...
And that's all.
Something, Sean. Like 23 or so.
Depends, Sean. But Sean, it's possible like the next season at all, they shouldn't show Gojo. Like, they shouldn't. After what happened to Shibuya arc. Then, maybe after that, they can now reach where they are in the manga, currently. But... that depends on whether they start slowing production now so that the manga can move faster.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. But yeah, let's see. The main character, I feel like that's one thing I saw. There was this person I was talking to on Twitter. We were talking about whether Itadori or Gojo is actually the main character. And like, it was asking because, like, UG, they barely shine. They have been useless, basically, on everything. And, like, one thing Mia feels that he is the main character in sense, because they started the anime with him, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
But in another sense, it could be like, okay, they just started from his point of view. And the main story, the main aim of Jujutsu Kaisen is just about their world. In a sense, Jujutsu Kaisen. Not like Naruto. It's our Naruto. Or Bleach. No one doesn't have any connection to what. One Piece is about the One Piece. Wait, actually, Bleach doesn't have any connection.
It doesn't. It's just Ichigo being Ichigo.
Maybe somebody's name is Bleach at the end of the day.
What's this blood? It's always Ichigo bleaching his clothes, guy. In secret. They don't want to tell us.
Anyway, back
we all know Ichigo bleaches.
No, his clothes, his hair. Anyway, back to what I was saying. So let's say Jujutsu Kaisen. Maybe let's say it's about their world. So they just started with Yuji's side of the story. How he entered becoming a sorcerer and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
A sorcerer, they call it. Yeah, those people that fight the curses.
Yeah, Jujutsu.
Yeah, Jujutsu Kaisen. So yeah, I'm thinking it's from his own side of the story. Then they now go into, he has joined the organization now. There's Megumi, there's this one, there's this one. They now show everybody's kind of backstory each.
Mm-hmm.
How they now come and join a team like Naruto, Team of Three and shit like that. Then their sensei, Kakashi, you know.
Yeah.
Then like that, going on everybody's story. But except for Gojo is now like the strongest sorcerer, so like, there's that. Then there's some minor things happening. Then Yuji is just there in the shadows, left while they are focusing on almost every other person that has powers. Actually, basically, every other person that has powers have had a little time, a little more screen time than Yuji. Even after Shibuya accept, where Gojo was not going in the picture anymore, Yuji barely even got time. Like, I barely saw him. All I did was saw him finding one of his seniors in one of the seniors in their school that wasn't around for some time. They needed him to do something. Yeah. But after then, guy, no, they didn't even show him at all. They even gave this girl's sister a whole fucking guy. There's so many people that have screen time. Even Megumi had a sensible amount of screen time. More than Yuji during that after Shibuya accident.
So that means Yuji is basically not the main protagonist.
But yes, who you say is the main protagonist? Well, besides Gojo, because they show Gojo most of the time.
It could be Megumi,
but you know, the main characters are like from their own point of view most of the time. So nobody really fits that characteristic in Jujutsu Kaisen in that way. You think about it.
There's no main character. It doesn't feel like there's a main character
in Jujutsu Kaisen. It's more like the story of their world and how each character play a role into making either things worse, better, or this is the good side, this is the bad side, and some people are in between doing other things. And just all about their world and this guy trying to do these courses. As what's his name? Yeah, that guy. Then so Gojo on the good side doing his own stuff too. But are good people too.
So, spoiler alert, Sukuna is the main character. Yes. Yes.
It doesn't work that way because we don't know Sukuna's past.
What? You know, okay, backstory is coming up. I mean, backstory in a few.
But I've never showed it from his side. And if he was the main character, they would have given him some time and
He has time. He was in Itadori's body. Yeah, he got screen time.
Not screen time. That's the thing.
He got screen time.
Itadori's screen time, not him. They would have showed him inside.
He
Itadori
was in his body,
and
like he's
complaining and shit, or something.
They still showed him at times when he asked him for powers. I mean, when he made a deal with him,
Nightingale Fox thing.
Yeah, that's exactly what this is. That's what Itadori is doing. Begin grammar.
This thing has so much similarity to Naruto. Why?
I see.
It's wisdom.
King Kakashi.
Okay, like
Ninetales. Sakura.
But except for that, yeah.
Well, she's not as useless, but
she's strong. It should be as good to show everybody's full potential. Most of their full potential. Even you, Gisef, but you are still weak. You know, the weakest person so far is kind of UG. That's also one criteria that doesn't even put him as a main character type stuff. Because most of the time, the main character is the one that's always powered up and leveling up and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And this one I'm hearing, when did I hear it last? Like, actually, you guys saying like about it's close to the end or so.
Yeah, it's reaching its end.
Yeah, it's reaching its end, but not like he has a limited chapter left or something. And this time, they have not even shown UG even powered up or anything. So I'm like, that's why I feel like the theory of just it being about their world is more sensible. And yes,
yeah,
it's
a main
character.
Yeah, it makes more sense.
Or if you just want to give a main character to the show, it's just going to be good, basically.
Yeah.
How he became the strongest, why he became the strongest, and the strongest battle so right now, Sha, Sukuna. And maybe how he gets defeated, depending on how this fight goes, Sha. But yeah, could be that, basically.
Ah, well, we'll see that on the other manga.
Yeah, it's that.
Speaking of things that are about to end, I was hearing Boku no Hero is about to end.
That's not sad for me.
That's very sad. It's heartbreaking. It touches my spirit.
To be good, because like to be an anime that they are adapting and it has already finished and they will still go at their normal pace and finish it too.
Yeah, that's just what's giving me joy.
It won't be like all this stuff that starts and they will now have to start slowing down because of
because they are cashing in manga or something. Because manga is still currently ongoing as the anime is on its break.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, how is it going? Damn. Everything is going to reach up to a point where it's going to be all peaceful at the end. Let me just put it that way.
So they're going the generic. Everybody's hugging each other and crying at the
people end. That are left is hugging each other. Okay. Yeah, people that are left. Because damn. A lot of people are going, bro.
Interesting.
Jeez, all for one. One for all.
Just
two faces of a coin just clashing.
Huh?
Think about it. They are literally opposing each other, the same powers but opposites. So, I didn't say it's only one coin. Two coins. Two opposite faces clashing each other, rubbing against each other.
Interesting.
Mm.
Feels like that war has been going on since, guys.
Yeah, the war has been going on for like 3 months now.
You say so freaking casually that war has been going on for like 3 months now.
Straight up, guys.
No issue.
Exactly, no problem. You keep on going. Go harder. Next chapter, go up.
And people that have been reading JJK, oh god, that sounds weird. Jujutsu.
Mm-hmm.
They have been complaining about how the fight has been ongoing since. Imagine if it's going to go that long, guy. I think they just started so far as close to just 1 month now.
Just one?
I think it's not too long. It's not too long.
This war has been going on since like chapter 300. We are in 360.
Oh, damn.
Yes, 364, I think.
I don't think Jujutsu fight has been up to 10 yet. It's just it's barely touching 5 chapters or 4 now that they're still fighting.
Wow.
But in a different sense, yours is like a war.
Yeah, it's a whole war.
So they're different side. This one is just 2 people. Normally 2 people fight, can be longer, but shouldn't reach.
Yeah, it shouldn't reach that long.
Just the highest maybe 10 chapters. Mm-hmm. Passing 10 chapters, that's when you just be like, this man, he's buying time.
That's so far where they stopped at last season. Where did they stop last season?
Oh.
When you guys stopped. Yeah, no.
They stopped at I don't know, something about Stain giving them information about where for one is. No, one for one. Where one for all is. That's in one island like that.
Okay, yes. Wait. Have you broken out?
Yeah, broken out since.
Okay.
Denko has come back and they have like
Okay, that's basically the. This just gave you guys a break. Just say, hold on.
Then could he talk no jitsu to come back to them?
Okay, yes. That's basically the beginning of all this chaos. After then, the entire school starts moving in the air.
I'm not going to go into details, guy.
You already spoiled JJK for people.
I didn't spoil anything. All I said was Sukina and Gojo fighting and things are happening in Shibuya Arc. What is the spoiler there? There's no way you won't know that Gojo and Sukina are fighting if you're on Twitter.
Well, if you have been avoiding spoilers of JJK ever since, someone just spoiled it.
There's no way you didn't have gotten spoiled.
Someone has brought the control and you just ruined their day now.
You would have. Yeah.
all I just said that the school is flying. I mean, for all I know, like, it could be a lie, right?
Oh, the school is flying. Why would you lie about the whole school flying?
I mean, the school is. How you believe that? The whole building is flying. The whole university is flying.
Well, that's imagining it, guy. Because they actually. Is under the school.
Is it true? Is it not true? I'll leave that to imagination now.
Okay.
Anyways, Deku gets all more fired up and all. For different people, different characters getting their very own single development, different quirks enhancing and metamorphosing to. Totally different shit. That I don't even expect.
Wait, happen on that one day or what?
Yeah, like a whole battle. One on one battle.
Three on one battle. Everybody's doing 1-1.
Yeah. How many people fought?
2-1, 1-1, something like that.
About 6 people fought him.
Interesting.
Yeah, not. Anyway, that's spoiler. Anyways, yeah, Shigaraki came. Oh, yeah, that's not spoiler. 6 people fought Shigaraki.
And they lost, I'm very sure.
Why? I didn't say nothing.
There's no way somebody's going to really get Shigaraki at this point with everything he has.
Well, yeah, maybe not. But Deku is trying to face him off right now, currently in the manga, like 1-on-1 battle. The battle is about to start. That's this main battle.
Powering up and going down.
Punctuating, yeah. This war is going different places.
Anyway, to look forward to next season, sure.
God, you'd be amazed, guy. All for one, guy. All for one. That dude, that guy takes number one. Straight up number one. I've said it. This is it. Judgment number one in my antagonist list.
I thought Isaiah was there.
Freaking Isaiah. Isaiah could. What's Isaiah doing there?
I don't know.
Isaiah is up there, but
to me, Isaiah feels like more like a ripoff of planning things ahead. It just feels like, I see, so this was going to happen. I have the one.
I knew this is bad.
I planned this from the beginning. I can actually back story or flashback of something of him bringing it. I'm like, okay. I see that, but I still don't believe it feels made up at the spot.
Like, how would someone know that he's going to be someone else in future from birth? how will you plan from somebody else's birth? Bro, at some point, it just seems very fictional.
Yeah, very fictional. That which makes it feel like, also, it feels like as if Bleach is just being planned as it's going.
Yeah, that's kind of.
Because technically, right now, Ichigo is almost everything in that place.
That guy is a Quincy, that guy is a Soul Reaper, that guy is a. What else is
he? He's a hollow.
He's a hollow. What is he? He's a human. Exactly. What else is he?
He's a human guy. Okay. He's the first ever half human and hollow. Hollow himself, because he can't turn to a complete hollow. A freaking Quincy now, because for some weird reason.
His guy name was a Quincy. What? He's also a complete human before. So what's
this guy has gone through every freaking stage in this world?
Freaking hacks.
There's nothing you can tell me that's not anymore. It's just meant for him to just end up being the sole king or whoever is the person that's on top.
I mean, in disguise, man.
Just imagine how strong that sole king would be.
That is issuing things, guys.
Just watching everybody's cutter. I feel like it's just on one table. Then the whole society is just down there. They're like,
look at you.
Watching them fight and die and exactly. Do everything. Sacrifice. Just looking at them. Pathetic.
Man, I remind you of one manga I read once. But yeah, I wouldn't explain it before. Under Unlock.
Oh, yeah.
Because basically everything that's happening is just based on two gods playing chess. Let me just put it simply. It's two gods playing chess on humanity.
And each chess is like...
Each chess piece, like white and black. White is like humanity. Black is like the UMA, which are the monsters, let me put it that way, of the human world. So yeah, whoever wins... Sure, you won. That's it. Let's go and do something else. There's literally no point in this. But yet, you come down to the realm of humanity and how they do their things. Guy, it is infinitely crazy.
Everybody just trying to survive. Imagine you're just in this world as we are now. You're struggling, you're hustling at everything. And you just realize it is just all a game. Crazy. Those people, when they reach there, they will just get shocked.
Exactly.
Very shocked.
I think watching too many is too much deception, guy. Twice is more than enough, bro. Calm down. Twice is more than enough.
Anyway, so, been talking for quite a while there. Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff going on this season. This year has just been fire for anime. A lot of stuff in the other ways.
Wait, hold on. One Day Unlock is coming out this year. Alright. Time to get your mind blown.
I already said this in the beginning that One Day Unlock might get anime of the year depending on how good David and like how far they go in that season one and how far David Project takes it seriously in animation.
Yeah.
Which they haven't fucked up so far in any other thing. They're going to be freaking fire. Look at Fire Force, guy. So, guys, you get ready to get your ears.
Sound effects, bro.
Those sound effects. This production is like one of those complete studios. I have almost everything checked. Anyway, that's all for this episode.
This episode has been into so many topics.
Yes, a lot.
In and out.
The funny thing is that we actually just kept on talking. We can continue going for like...
Two hours or so.
2 hours, you start feeling it.
2 hours, we have another fourth episode again.
Anyway, sure. That's quite a lot of variety. Anyway, I said anyway like 3 times.
Anyway.
We have come to the end of the episode. Be sure to.
Write this shit down for Christ's sake.
Be sure to check us out on our socials on Twitter. That is TakuPod.
You mean X?
Shit.
You mean X?
IG, which is TakuPod. YouTube, TakuPod. We're thinking of trying something new on YouTube. You'll probably see it in a bit, but just let us know what you think about it down in the comments. Who do you think? He's just Kaisen main character. I'm very sure you guys are going to say Gojo, but like, give me your own thoughts on why on what I said about like maybe it's been out of the world or something like that. And I don't know.
Who is your favorite antagonist? Open one.
Anyway, let us know down in the comments like question, please. I'll probably put a poll about whether Bleach feels like a I don't even know at this point. Anyway, see you at the next one. I've been me and he's been
off one.
And we'll catch you all next time.